library. This library was not born to keep books, but to accommodate guests. José Saramago said that the books must be opened with care because they have the author inside, with all its sensitivity, with everything that has made him unique. He says that you have to touch the fingertips at the back of the book with a nod, telling the writers that they are not forgotten, and demonstrate them turning up, today a book, tomorrow another, so they do not despair waiting and claiming us. This library has people on the shelves, and Saramago planned to spend much time here. Come and read and converse with his contemporaries or those who had preceded him. But it couldn't be. The project was cut because death is neither intelligent nor compassionate. Saramago came to the library every morning. He sat on the table in front after selecting a record, perhaps Bach, and began reading his writing that he had left finished and printed. He corrected recently almost nothing because when he wrote, he had the story and even the words arranged in his head. And then began the ritual to reorganize the table, turn the computer on, lean back in his chair, hands together, look at his environment, start writing. From the outside, you could hear the faint sound of the keyboard, slow, rhythmic, with no major breaks, no fuss. He did not smoke, needed no coffee, perhaps water, often forgotten on the side of the table. And so, day after day, he repeated the magical act of creation. The library is headed by a portrait of the Czech artist Jiří Dokoupil, 29, showing José Saramago and his wife, that captures the moment in the presentation of the book Small Memories that the artist saw in a newspaper, as any can be counted on another way, he says Saramago. The painter has applied it on a canvas, and with candle smoke and yellow paint, he made a beautiful modern work in which the writer was very comfortable. Of the series of Santa Barbara, about Baltasar and Blimunda, are two other pictures in the library, 30, in addition to the four prints by the Cuban artist Cucho, that Saramago brought from Cuba with a clear idea when he was going to place it in his house, 31. The organization of the books responds to personal criteria, thus, and although the literary is universal, the books are arranged by country of origin of the authors. Philosophy, essays and memories respond to a thematic order such as history or politics. There is, however, an exception to all rules. The books written by women stand together and in alphabetical order. Saramago never shared this view, but respected the decision of his wife, who did not want authors that were not considered by the peers for being a woman to share shelves with those who did not respect or value them. The lobby of the library is occupied by two people who worked closely with Saramago. Here is part of the American literature, and there are portraits of beloved writers. Cervantes, 32, Drummond de Andrade, 33, Pessoa, 34, and even a defeated Don Quixote, 35, returning to lose all battles, and yet it is forever and throughout the world the teacher who is invoked when a company embarks on board. This room is headed by a joint work conducted at the initiative of the Basque group El Carri. Tapies, 36, and Saramago, which was designed to open the campaign An Exit for Peace, seeking negotiated solutions to the Basque conflict. In the library, José Saramago received his friends, When he had recovered from the disease in 2007 that nearly ended his life, the first public event he organized was to invite Maria Kodama to speak about Borges in Lanzarote. The memory of Borges presides in the library because Jorge Luis Borges, with Pessoa and Kafka, were the essential writers of the 20th century to Saramago. Later, other colleagues of letters passed and left their words. They are contained in this space, if that law is true which says that nothing is lost.